Ellen White meets the Hare family. The Hare family was already well known among Adventists down under and would be for generations to come. Edward Hare and his wife were among the very first in New Zealand to accept the third angel's message as S.N. Haskell began work in Auckland in late 1885. As soon as he accepted the Sabbath, he was eager that his father, Joseph Hare, who resided in Kaiō, should also hear the message. So Haskell made a visit to Kaiō, 160 miles, 256 kilometers, north of Auckland. As a result of that visit, many members of that family accepted the third angel's message, including Father Hare. Among the 24 children, 16 of whom were married, several were persons of more than ordinary ability, and many of them had means and extensive influence. The little chapel at Kaiō was built by the Hare family, who largely composed its membership. Now, 8 years after Haskell's first visit, Ellen White was in New Zealand and was urged to visit Kaiō. Kaiō was a 24-hour journey from Auckland by a coastal boat, which made several stops en route. There was just time to squeeze in a 2-week visit to Kaiō before entering into preparations for the camp meeting scheduled to open in Napier on Thursday, March 23. So on Monday, the White party, the same that had come from Australia, boarded the Clansmen at Auckland for its weekly trip north. When they arrived at their destination, Whangaroa Harbour, at 7 o'clock in the evening, Joseph and Metcalf Hare were there to meet them. The men had come 3 miles, 5 kilometers, from Kaiō in their skiff. Travelers and baggage were transferred to the little boat, and they started on the 2-hour trip to Kaiō. The water was smooth, the air was mild, and the new moon gave just enough light to outline the mountains. Ellen White described the trip in her diary. Willie sat at the end of the boat at the helm, his back to my back to give support and to guide the boat. Brethren Hare stood up in the boat, each with an oar, and were guided by word and motion of head when the boat should go veering to right and left in the narrow passage, shunning rocks and dangerous places. The view on this passage must be grand when it can be seen, but it was night and we were deprived of the privilege of viewing the scenery. The water was as smooth as a beautiful lake. The landing place was close to Joseph Hare's backyard. We stepped, with help, on the embankment and passed through the gate, and a few steps brought us to the back piazza, porch. We climbed the steps and entered the open door and were welcomed by Sister Hare. In the morning, Father Hare came with his carriage and took them the 3 miles, 5 kilometers, to his home. As they traveled, Ellen White became ecstatic by what she saw: fern trees in abundance, mountains closely linked one to another, rounded or sharp at the top, and precipice-like at the sides, then uniting with this was still another and another, peak after peak presenting itself like links uniting in a chain. Father Hare's home was well located, close to a high, wooded mountain. A passing stream supplied pure water. There was a flourishing orchard of apples, pears, peaches, plums, and quince trees, and beyond, beautiful, fragrant pines. Sabbath morning, Mrs. White spoke in the little meeting house the Hare family had built. As she stood before her audience, she recognized faces she had seen in vision, as had happened to her many times. She was well aware of the experiences and attitudes of some present. Sunday afternoon, she addressed about 200 of the community folks at the Wesleyan Church. George Starr spoke in the same church Sunday evening. Thus began a busy stay at Kaiō. Some members of the Hare family had not yet confessed Christ. Of the youth, she wrote that there are some in Kaiō whom God has been calling to fit themselves for labor in His vineyard, and we rejoice that several are preparing to go to the Bible school in Australia. Because of bad weather and irregular boat schedules, the visitors stayed an extra week in Kaiō. They filled the time with meetings and an earnest visiting from family to family. Near the time for them to leave, Minnie and Susan Hare, ages 20 and 14, respectively, youngest daughters of Father Hare, were baptized. Thursday morning, March 16, The visiting group caught the steamer for Auckland. Ellen White and the stars were taken to Whangaroa Harbour on Wednesday afternoon so that Mrs. White could speak in the town hall that evening.
W. C. White and Emily Campbell came with the baggage early Thursday morning, and they were soon on the Clansmen en route to Auckland.
At Auckland they changed to the Wairarapa, bound for Napier. Here the first Seventh-day Adventist camp meeting in the Southern Hemisphere was scheduled to open on Thursday, March 23.